designed like this. The community center has been the home of the aquatic club and high school swim team since its existence, over 50 years. These things need to be considered. The current facility has a 50-meter pool that is necessary for them to train in. If you take, I don't know why that's being taken away. Would we be taking away training facilities from other existing teams in the township? I think a lot of this stuff needs to be looked at closer. With regards to the outdoor pool, what's the difference in the size currently and the proposed size?
Not one that scales it. So visually, if you envision the existing outdoor pool, that's correctly fine. As you're standing at State of Bell and looking down at the outdoor pool, in the summertime, you can envision to the left side of the pool by the concrete steps where all the lanes are. And they kind of follow up to just before where the slide is. Everything from that point to your right would be about the size of the design pool.
What would it be in square feet?
Yeah.
If you minus the lanes.
Yes.
And so the yards are on the upper pool.
Existing upper pool is about 15,000 square feet and change. And the new upper pool is 12, 6, 4 feet.
I thought it was 18,000 to 10,000. I thought it was 18,000 to 10,000.
I don't think it's that square. But I think I'm not 100% sure what the existing outdoor pool is square foot. Memory's not like 15,000 something. I know that the new outdoor pool is 12.
Okay, so but it's significantly smaller, and there are no outdoor swimming rooms, correct?
That would be correct.
See, these are the things that the public needs to be aware of. And there's a lot of people who probably have a problem with that, whether they're classrooms or not. There's a lot of the elderly that are walking on wings. The town's growing, the community center seems to be getting smaller. But I would suggest that this should be put the documents out there, let the community look at them and have a meeting of its own. Because I think we deserve that. We've invested a lot of time into this project over the years. And we're already without this for a couple more years. So, at this point, why rush it?
Absolutely. The community has been very much a partner in this for years. So these designs will be up on the township website tomorrow, along with an explanation of what happened. Plus, people can listen to the recording of the meeting, so that will be available. And I think it's important for all of us and for all of you in looking at the designs, to not just look at the designs and not just look at the construction estimates, but wait until we all get the information on the business plan so we can look at what it's going to cost to operate. Because we have to look at all three of those things together. It'd be really easy for any of us to sit here right now and go, I like option, pick a letter. Well, that one seems like the least expensive, let's go that route. But without really understanding how it all works hand in hand, I think we all have to deal with patience. So the designs will be up, but the second we get that information, we'll get it out to everybody in terms of the business.
So the 50-meter pool not an option at this point?
I think, Brad, you could talk to the cost of
there were all kinds of considerations put into how we ended up with a 50-meter pool. Yeah. Access to the public, venues to produce income, it's just not an option anymore.
And I do want to be respectful. I know it's hard to 3 minutes when it becomes a dialogue, so I'm trying not to dock Kevin, because there's been good conversation. maybe we can have more of a conversation about that later, or Jim or Greg, or Matt could probably explain that a little bit more, just in terms of the cost to build, the cost to maintain, and really the need to bring this project down.
See, then you have other options, like putting it outdoors, making an outdoor 50. They needed to train with. That's a training facility they've had for 50 years. So these are things that the public looks at this, and we have a separate meeting on this, and we can put some input, and things that you're not aware of, that you might be kind of aware of.
Can't imagine
who's
the only one.
Okay, I just want to be clear. to his comment about the out-of-school pool, the hole is dust. You know, why do we want to make it smaller? Most people in the summer don't want to swim inside, they want to be outside. If you look over the winter months, you don't see many kids in the inside pool swimming. So he's right, leave the pool you got there. Doesn't cost anything to dig a hole, it's already there. And they could use those as exercise or practice lanes outside, and during the day, other people could use it also. Keeping it within budget, keeping it with what needs, most of the things have been reduced, and percentage-wise have been directly related to the community people, not the teams. Now, yes, they brought the pool down in size, all right, they're eliminating one maybe, they're making the outside smaller. Again, that's taking from the community, the taxpayer, the standard of the project. So I think keeping the existing design pool you have there, repair it. They've done it before. Like I say, the whole duct doesn't cost them anything. But I'd like to know the update of what we have spent just in consultations up to this point. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My name's Mary Kowalski Smith, and I lived in Hershey for since 1953, and I'm 65 years old, so I'm a Hersheyite. I just wanted to say, since I lived here, there's always been a competitive pool. I've been part of the competitive team when I was a child. It started at the park pool, and it matriculated over to the plaza, which we used to call a Cocoa Avenue Plaza. I swam with Matt and his brothers growing up. And I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your comment where you say it's not really the least expensive or the most expensive plan for what is best for the community. I don't know the numbers of the Hershey Aquatic Club, but I do know that I went through the Hershey Aquatic Club and they didn't have a women's swim team in my high school. So I helped with the men's team. All three of my children went through the Hershey Aquatic Club. They went through the high school team. They all were college athletes. And now I have three children. Grandchildren are currently on the aquatic club, looking forward to being on the high school team. And I have another grandchild that's four, and she's counting the days until she turns five to be on the developmental team. Now, if everybody knows me, my husband is the spokesman, usually for my family, and he's on a family emergency. We have a business in town. We go into a lot of different youth organizations, and one of them is the Aquatic Club, and along with a lot of baseball. And I just wanted to let you know that I think what the gentleman said before, it's very disrespectful that we don't even have a computer pool on one of the sketches that she would be considered. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Herbers. Justin, you should have charged admission. We made a few bucks here tonight. As we said before a number of times, the township, you do a fantastic job of providing what the community needs. Safety, fire department, road service, things like that. Competitive pool is not something that is necessary when we don't have a way to pay for it. Community center, yes, for 50 years, there was a community center that didn't cost the township anything. The Aquatics Club got to use that, but there's no money coming to the table, especially from the school. Has the school been engaged yet about doing something to support the swim teams?
We've talked this with the district, but not continued those conversations since we put the project on a few months ago. But they understand that they need to support this because a lot of the kids do swim.
Right. And when it comes to the community, I understand people are getting up here and are trying to convince you that this is a community project. It's absolutely a community project, but the thing is, though, is when we pay for the fire department, everybody in the township's taxes go towards that. Goes towards the road service, to many of other things. Raising our taxes to pay for a competitive pool that's serves the minority of the population is a little bit questionable. And Chris, the numbers that Greg put up when it came to the total cost, does that include the 1.7, 1.9 million that has been spent with the bond issue already?
Those numbers don't reflect the idea for what's been spent so far. That's just taking a look at the aggregate cost of what the redesign of the options that we've seen. So whatever the board's going to consider here, a borrowing of any kind would be directly impacted by what has been spent already. Up to this point, about $2 million have been designed and have been spent. Of course, there's capital campaign dollars that will be available. So when that campaign is started, these funds there are pledged, that will all get deducted from the borrowing. So the numbers that are reflected here are just a portion of what we are adding to the cost.
Thanks. One thing I also mentioned to Rick, I don't know if you pass it on to the rest of you, but there was a pseudo-referendum that was conducted on May 21st. And there were three Democratic candidates for the position of two to move forward for general election for the township supervisor. One of those candidates was very adamant about a $32 million plus facility, and that candidate only got about 18% of the vote. So if the community was galvanized to move a very expensive pool community center forward, you would think that all those people would have came out. Now, I know people are going to say only 1,000 people voted in the Democratic ticket, but the reality is those 1,000 people were probably more engaged and came out to vote for a reason. So there was a mini referendum per se when it comes to that, because nobody supported Cliff Myers to move on to the general election. The last thing I'm worried about, again, that we've talked about before, is the legal cap for borrowing. Anything over $23, $24 million does not give us a cushion for anything that should happen in the first 3 or 4 years if we build a center that is $32 million plus. Thank you.
High school swimmers and people in the aquatics club, it's for everybody to use. So you know, I'm asking you the question, I'm getting the answer, but maybe you could expand on that a little bit. Because that water is used for everybody, not just competitive swimmers, but other clubs as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, in addition to the tertiary aquatic club and the high school swim teams, and certainly, obviously, because we have one line of water right now, but we've had a long, amazing history with the Central Pennsylvania Special Olympics program for since I've been here, since 94, and it has grown, and as everyone knows, the impact that has. Our synchronized swimming program, extremely successful. Our learners swim program, we've been obviously operating a pretty robust swim program for all these years in that quote-unquote competitive water. So certainly there's a lot of uses for that type of water. Once again, like the little talk we got earlier about temperature certainly impacts some of that, but yeah, it's very useful for other purposes.
That's perfectly okay. I am Steve Bennett from 1231 East Terry Road. I just only have one question. In any design the supervisors choose or the community chooses, we know that it's not going to benefit everyone. Everyone's not going to be happy with the decision that's made. It's impossible to satisfy everyone. But my question involves the primary stakeholders. Those stakeholders are the people who use the facility. possible to build it in stages, for example. Let's put the pool in and let people swim in the summer. And then let's work on a winter project for the fall and summer. So that's just my question. Appreciate your comment.
Well, that's a great question. Jim, would you answer that, or Greg, maybe, or both of you? Because I think that's probably a question a lot of people would have, you know, do it in pieces, and how challenging is that, or how feasible is that?
Well, the spirit of everything's on the table, and certainly phasing, and the idea of if the pool, outdoor pool, is the pool that we want, and it's already designed and documented, could that happen in a phased manner? It's possible, in this location where it is. Since we were building sort of from south to north anyway, in terms of the sequence of how that building probably would be built, that would probably have been the first piece anyway. So, but I think it's important to, as I said, in the spirit of looking at everything, that there's no wrong question, there's no wrong idea. It's all very helpful. Your question might help somebody else ask something differently or the same. So thank you for asking, and certainly phasing, and even phasing like the gym and other things, we talked about loosely in our conversations to just try to, you know, what's the meaning of that, and how does that really save you anything? Does it save you anything? Is there any significance in phasing it that way? So we tried to sort of, you know, look at it through many different lenses, and if we think there's a way that doesn't escalate your cost in a way that makes it impossible, and we'll certainly recommend that. But we have talked about phasing.
Hi, my name is Lee Horner. I'm a vice president at the Hershey Company, and I and my team oversee and manage the community relations for the company. Just wanted to make a quick statement because we have been active supporters of the community center for some time. We're fortunate to live and work in a community that invests in great schools, great community programming, and resources for all of us to enjoy. Milton Hershey invested in this community in a manner that was both visionary and ahead of its time. And we're proud to call Hershey home. The Hershey Company has been and continues to be supportive of investing in a new community center. Our company built the existing community center facility in 1963, and donated it to the township in 78, and we believe it's served as well. And we're excited about the opportunity to create a new facility, excuse my voice, that can take us into the future with differentiated assets and programming that will be as relevant in the decades to come as it is today. We believe the original design could have done this. A vibrant community center creates a compelling experience for our employees, their families, and all members of the community. It's an important value proposition for all new prospective residents looking to call Hershey home. This is what we believe a rare opportunity, and the board decision on the design and operations of the center needs to serve us in the short and long term. This is a significant community initiative, and we're urging the board to ensure the plan balances responsible financial management with a visionary design and operating model that will meet the needs of our growing and changing population. We are not advocating for a low-cost option. I do just want to be clear. Rather, one that reflects us leaning into an opportunity and continuing the legacy of Milton Hershey as a community-minded visionary who invested for our future. So we just wanted to say thanks for the great partnership, and we look forward to hearing more about the financials and the operating models for the plans that you support.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Representing Hershey, so this is a Hershey company's standpoint.
Wait, excuse me. This is not the opportunity for you to comment. I apologize. I was just about to say thank you on behalf of the board, and not just for your company's financial commitment to the project, but way beyond that, you have been partners in this project and understanding the importance in the community. So we all thank you for that. We thank you for trying to vision things with us and think forward so that we're doing something smart for today and for decades to come. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Gay Club, 84 South Hills Drive, here in Hershey. There are two gentlemen that send their regrets that have been involved in this process. They can't make it tonight, so you get Dan. Again, my name's Dan Clough. I live here in Hershey. I've been involved in the aquatics community here here in the area for about a little over a decade now. I wanted to offer some thoughts. First off, thank you for all you do, and Matt and everyone for what you do every day, and for all the thought. I know it's been a tough process for everyone, and I know the retirement caught everybody off by surprise. Wanted to take a few minutes here to clarify some of the comments on functionality, talk a little bit about what I'm hearing in different ways as slowing down and taking a long view. That's not slowing the process down. I don't think anybody wants that, but taking time, Ms. Corbin, I know you mentioned that, Mr. Engel, to make sure we make the right choice. And some great comments have come from the community as well. First, just a couple notes about Hershey Aquatic Club, which I'm a member of. I serve on the board and similar organizations. We finally got to write something down instead of going from the hip, so bear with me. HAC is merely one of dozens of organizations focused on bringing Gary Township residents the life sport of swimming to all ages. For those of you who don't know, we're a 501c3 corporation. We serve about 140 kids. We only have about enough water here in the township as is in the old facility to serve no more than 170. And we also have a developmental swim program which supports in the spring and summer about 50 kids, but this is on a temporary basis. We have over the past 2 years staffed up to meet the demands of the township to accommodate more under the larger pool designs that have been discussed, and that of course includes the 50 meter design, which we fully support. Why we support it, I think, is important, and it goes to the points on use. As an aside, the certified and experienced swimmers that you see come through programs like this, and including our partner organizations such as West Shore Y, serve as your water safety instructors and your lifeguards here in the township, just a note. We've also produced letters of partnership with industry in coordination with national governing organizations like USA Swimming to support the expanded range of aquatics programming and opportunity. Our letter of commitment to this design extended not only to commitment to future operations of the facility and revenue. It included capital campaign contribution, which comes up to about 10% of our annual operating budget as a 501. We've hired staff, expanded programming, and look forward to serving the community in whatever design it is, and of course support the notion that the more water, the more opportunity for the community. So a few notes here on what I call a long view. I would encourage everyone in the room to not slow down, but carefully consider the stakeholders that have come to view. I think that's been mentioned several times, to not throw that away, but actually re-engage who they are. There's some local experts, some of them are in this room, that really know this industry, really know the facility usage and what it can do for the community. The long view from an aquatics perspective is simply accommodating the needs of a growing community, and that we all agree on, and I know that, and making the best investment for the future. So what does this mean from the aquatics industry? We, of course, supported the 50-meter pool design for the opportunity it provided, but I will say from an industry perspective, this particular community has been underserved by, as was pointed out, a 50-meter outdoor design that was available in the spring and the summer, and an indoor six-lane design that was that's available year-round. And I quote, with no additional programming space made available for 55 years, I think we, once in every 60 years was mentioned. So the Longview needs as much multi-use indoor water as we can get for this community. So a couple of quick facts related to usage that I think will help define some of this. So I believe the Dairy Township community has, is it around 15,000 folks here in town? 15 to 25. You got it.
Thanks.
So just some quick facts. About
17% of this population, based on the census projections, closer to 25, is over the age of 65. About 20% is age, our age is 18 and under, and we're simply not serving or accommodating those folks. I can't go into this in too much detail. I'll make sure I pass this along. But the bottom line, swimming is growing as a sport and activity 25% every year, and the facilities are not keeping up with this water. It's what the industry, with this reality, it's what the industry reserves as swimmer-rich, facility poor. So Gary Township, facility poor. Bottom line is we've got about 3,000 to 5,000 kids in this community. I don't know the exact number. We have about 3,000 people living at the poverty level. By my math, just the kids alone, there's about 1,200 kids, between 1,200 and 3,000 kids in this community that organizations like us cannot reach. And by the way, the underserved and lower income folks in this community, which is probably over 3,000 from what I understand, are most at risk. So as far as the solution, again, the bulkhead designs that are spoken of in option A are the minimum requirements that are needed for this. The importance about the bulkhead is, and this is an important point, is,
Dan,
yeah.
I really want to hear what you have to say. Just out of respect for everybody else, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up. If you could provide to us what the rest was. I apologize for not letting you finish, but...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you. Can I make one more comment?
Please, just wrap it up.
Sure. So just to wrap it up, in the state, in fact, bulkheads designs like option A increase the utility of a pool by providing for simultaneous use. That would be mutually exclusive without that bulkhead. The design allows for growth and simultaneous activities. Anything less than that 35-meter design is simply not a good investment. And when you look at the cost differential of these, a very small amount between something that's useful and not, you'll see that we have to move forward with the minimum of the 35-meter design. So we support looking at other options as well. And thank you for the extra time.
Robert Tunson, I live at 1185 Stonegate Road in Homestown. I'd just like to express that I completely agree with your sentiment about trying to look at what the community's needs are as we plan this project. And I recognize there's been a lot of work that's gone into thinking about what our needs are, what our budget is, and how to mesh all of those things together. I think that everyone would agree that, you know, needs in terms of teaching kids how to swim. We live in a community where we have a water park, Hershey Park, and I think that every child should learn how to swim as a life skill and as growing. I agree with Dan's previous comments about that. And certainly other benefits that really speak towards everyone within our community. Senior water aerobics, lap swimming, fitness, water therapy can be certainly used by the entire community. I think those are all easy things. I think a lot of the discussion centers around another use that, as I've learned in my time in Pennsylvania, is huge in this area, and that is the competitive swimming programs, PAC, the high school team, and others that are not only big here in Hershey, but also throughout central Pennsylvania. My oldest daughter does participate in PAC over the last year on the competitive team, and she's a middle school student, she's really eager to continue with this. And I'm afraid that without a dedicated facility, that to include indoor water, that won't be possible for her and for others. Currently the kids are practicing at an outside facility, outside meaning not our recreation center, and things are overcrowded. There's not room for them to complete their workouts outside the water. Let alone crowding within the water, which is less than ideal. And again, I'm concerned that without a plan that includes an indoor competitive option, that those programs would not survive, which I think would be a major loss for this community as we move forward. I certainly understand the fiscal constraints facing the township and agree that new aquatic facility shouldn't excessively burden our taxpayers, nor price the use of the pool outside of the budget of many households. But I think there must be a compromise solution, and I think including an indoor facility to include those competitive kids that have done a great job and have reached lead status, we shouldn't lose that with our team. So thank you for your time, and again, I urge you to consider this and include an indoor facility. Thank you.
Finally, 230 West Riva, and I say this sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it came to mind while I was sitting there. The Hershey Company sold the township, the pavilion, or the plaza for $1. So I wonder if the board would be willing to sell the Hershey Aquatic Club, the plaza, for $1. No, no takers. Again, tonight, you know, you put $20 to $30 million up on the board without any demonstrated way to pay for it, besides raising property tax increase or through property tax increases. And I guess from a project management standpoint, usually you figure out what you can afford and then design to that. We're still sort of working towards a magic number that no one can really afford. I want to highlight the board. Four members of this board, actually the four who are here tonight, met privately with the CEO of the Hershey Company, Michelle Bach, potentially in violation of the Sunshine Act. Michelle Bach is donating $1 million through the Hershey Company. She's also a Hershey Aquatics parent, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. So community engagement to date has been with the Hershey Aquatic Club, who, through one of their members, is donating $1 million to this project, which doesn't even cover the water. Again, the competitive pools, and I agree, we should probably provide indoor swimming for the Hershey High School and Aquatic Club. But do we need 900 seats or 600 seats? No, we don't. It's been demonstrated that these meets aren't going to pay for the difference in the water cost. So provide the cooler water, six lanes, 25 yards or 25 meters. That isn't an option. And why? Just to highlight again, I'm from Lititz, I'm not a Hersheyite for life. But Lititz Springs Pool is a similar age to the plaza. The outdoor pool at Lititz Springs, which is now managed by the Lititz Rec Center, which Lititz Rec Center, when it was new, was $1.5 million in the 90s, is going to get renovated, modernized, with zero entry splash pad, had a better pool, zero entry children's pool, for $4.5 million, which is approximately what we will have spent on design costs just on this project. Put that in perspective. And earlier, Mr. Kousis, who was part of the team that came in over budget by 30%, showed that the increase in soft costs is only $500,000. And yet, we're going to engage another consultant to do cost verification? I mean, are you guys committing to $500,000 for your combined fees to final design? Rick had previously mentioned discussions that you had with the designers in previous meetings. Again, if these meetings were for only information, why is the board engaging with the designer in private?
I'm just so you know your...
I'm sure I'm up 3 minutes. I'm not Hershey Aquatic Club member, so...
Well, they work well, and I'm just letting you know, too.
And to get the project underway this fiscal year, the reason you want to do that is because two of the yes votes are coming off the board. And as Wayne pointed out, there is no public support for a $32 million competition pool with some gym space. So to ramrod this thing through just while you have four votes and not actually meaningfully engage the community is a disgrace to this board and to the people you represent, all 26,000 of them.
Thank you for your comments. subject slide later. I'm working with 2017 audited financials since the 2018 audit hasn't been completed and made public. Unfunded pension liability, $4,865,848. Post-employment benefit liability, $4,655,204,000. That's over $9.5 million in additional debt that has not been discussed by this board. There is also $5.4 million in new debt authorized so far this year. The last two tax increases in 2017, 2019, were for the Capital Improvement Fund because of the increasing need to cover your debt service. This township has a debt problem without $32 million, $26 million, whatever. And I think the township really seriously needs to look at what this will do for the future spending. Your bond rating has gone down because you do not maintain proper reserves. There's $4 million that you are to, I believe in 2010 was mentioned that you needed to maintain to maintain your bond rating of AA plus. You've been downgraded to AA because you did not do that. Again, this is more fundamental to me than any discussion of the community center and the $32 million, $26 million, whatever you end up doing, is you have a debt problem before you even commit to this community center.
Hi, my name is Emily Clough, 84 South Mills Drive, Hershey. I'm a mother of two high school swimmers. And I have a question for you about the bulkhead design. Is that 30 or 40 meters?
35
meters. Okay. Does that bulkhead design allow for simultaneous use by competitive teams like the high school, like the aquatic club, the ones that incidentally provide consistent and predictable revenue for the township through the use of this pool? Does that bulkhead design allow for those teams to practice on the competitive side while also having lessons and water exercise activities on the other side?
Yep. Depending on which end of the pool you could move the bulkhead, if you move to the shallower end, you could run.
Like water safety.
Exactly. And if you do it to the deeper end, if you have a diving well, you have diving for instance.
Okay, so it would be a multi-use. Multiple uses would be served simultaneously with the bulkhead option. So you'd have multi-revenue conflicts from the bulkhead option. Okay, thank you very much for clarifying.
Can't understand, and I do not know how much a 50-meter pool costs. How much does the senior citizen center cost? So instead of providing information as we have it there, why don't we get a breakdown about what these various things cost so that all sides, those people who are concerned about our fiscal responsibility and those who would like to fund and support a 50-meter pool can argue with the facts. Because there's been a lot of things said tonight, okay, that simply just are not true. And I don't think it's because these people are trying to misrepresent anything. I think it's simply because they don't know. I took that first $32 million and broke it down, okay, into, as best I could with the information that was available, into what it would cost for each of the segments
of this project. And to find out how much differential there was between a 25-meter pool and a 50-meter pool. So why don't we be told, okay, how much that costs? And if the competitive community can stand up and raise money for the additional costs for that pool, then why should people who are concerned about this proxy voting have any concerns? Okay, we can do that. You can do that. You can provide that information. Okay, let's all get on the same page with the same facts, okay, so that we can intelligently debate the issue and come to a resolution that is appropriate, you know, for our township. I, for one, am very biased in favor of, okay, a competitive pool. I mean, how can I not be? I was a college swimmer. I restarted the Hershey Aquatic Club in 1968 and coached for a number of years. And I have two grandchildren who swim. But I also understand the concern of people in the community who are concerned about our financial responsibility. So please consider, break this project down so that we can all have the facts and we can all discuss. You know, should we spend $2 million on a senior center? I'm 75 years old, I think that's a great idea. Okay, but should we not know that? Okay, should we spend $1 million on another portion of the project, like the mechanical for space and storage is gone? Should we spend $400,000 for administration space in a facility? You know, I know what those numbers are. I think I'm pretty close. But I wouldn't bet that there's nobody else in this room other than maybe Greg Kousis, including the board, that knows exactly what each of the segments of this project costs. So how can we intelligently look at the different options that we have if we don't know those facts? Okay, I would rather have the community come together, okay, and discuss that. And if a competitive pool, if a 50-meter pool costs an additional $4 million, okay, then let's see how those people that support that can raise a portion, if not all, of that differential. I think that satisfies everybody's concerns. And by the way, if you look at it, I think a 50-meter pool is probably in the $8 to $10 million range. And I think that a 25-meter pool is probably in the $5.5 million range. And another $4.5 million is what it takes to go to a 50-meter. If we're willing to go to 35, all right, how much does it cost to go to 50? Okay. Finally, is more than half of the people that are on the fundraising committee, Susan, are Hershey Aquatic Club or Hershey Competitive Swimming people, okay? They committed to go out there and help to raise $5 million. And I think that they are serious about, you know, making that differential up, okay? This engaged the rest of our community, including our seniors, to help raise a portion of this project cost. So if you would, please reconsider as to how you present this. Let us all have the facts and discuss how we can make this happen. Thank you.
Just go on.
how many people hit you up, you know, during your own private time and you're not relaxing, spending too much money, right? Really, I just wanted to sit back and kind of listen to a lot of the thoughts and comments from the community. And number one, I think everyone should be applauded. You know, the options that we have, I think, are fantastic. But I also want to echo a couple of comments that were made. Number one, are they the only four options that we need to consider? I think we've already heard from board members, hey, maybe we should consider whether it be an old basketball court, right? One of the considerations I had there, and I don't know if it was addressed, is the walkway around the court, if there's a partition. I've been in those areas before, and if there's basketball or if there are other things going on and you have seniors walking around there, they are going to get hit. So we need, you know, it's not just a walking space 16 times around this mile, but there needs to be more consideration, and I don't know if that's already occurred. So there's a lot of ideas, and I just think to the past points, maybe we need to stop and consider a few more points. It's great that SFA is giving us that cost breakdown. Again, right, they're doing it for the four options. I think that's fantastic, but you know, maybe those four options aren't it. Maybe we need to look at a few other things. You've heard things about the 50-meter pool. I'm personally not in favor of that simply because it's too much money. It's too much money for this community. You heard about the debt burden that we have already. We cannot afford to spend $35 million. And hey, if people can go out and get $4 million more and put towards it, they could do that whether we have a 50-meter pool or a 25-meter pool. And the lean forward comments from Hershey Corporation, we talk lean forward all the time in our marketing meetings and business meetings, but lean forward works for a company with those reserves. It doesn't work for a community that has a bond rating that's increasing. I'm not opposed to anything. I want this community center to be amazing. We can walk to it from my house, and I look forward to using it with my kids and when I'm a senior. So in the end, I just want us to take our time. I said this many months ago when we voted to move forward. Take our time. It's already going to be 20 to 24 months. Even at 20 months, we're not going to have a pool not only in 2020, we're not going to have one in 2019, right? If we start in December, or excuse me, 2021. We won't have it for the next two summers if we go off of that, if we're not starting until December. Is that correct? Approximately?
It's marginal.
It's marginal. So, point is, we're not going to have it May 31st, 2021, unless we got to run a horse and ride right now, right? So, why don't we take our time, make sure, look at all of the different options, not just the four that we have out there now, so that we can make an informed decision.
Impact and business study, all those things that we're all waiting to hear from, but
concern, I think concern of some other people in the room is, I think it should be more than just four people voting on the design. I think that we should have more input. So until we have a better idea of what the community really wants, I think we should put off that decision. That's just the point.
So I have a few questions, not so many comments. One, is there a ballpark estimate for the tax increase expected? Do we have those numbers available?
We have numbers related to the old project, but we have not looked at that moving forward for the new project.
Okay. And would those be available before the June 25th meeting?
I think that's something we have to discuss, but it's certainly something we need to take into consideration for sure.
Okay. The second point would be, is there a ballpark for operating costs?
That we're going to see through the consultants' reports that we should have by the end of the month.
Three, would it be free at the point of use for taxpayers, or would we be double dipped to pay for the tax increase as well as the membership to the community center?
Well, currently, people using the recreation center pay a separate membership, whether it's a pay you should go because you're going to the room for the day, or you have a membership. So there are membership models moving forward with the old facility that was being decided upon, and it will be with the new one as well.
So a substantial tax increase as well as a membership fee should be expected.
It could not build this without taxpayer support, and we couldn't maintain it without membership fees. Correct.
Okay. And I think it's important to talk about the youth sports aspect. So I think I greatly benefited from Hershey Youth Sports as well as a number of my friends and classmates that are returning to the area. I think it's also important to weigh, though, that, you know, HAC is a huge influence in this project. I think the number that was thrown out was 140 swimmers. And if we're generous with the high school team, let's add another 50 to 75. And that's compared to the 25,000 residents that live in the township. So I think that is carrying much more weight than it should. They have won many state titles and have been very successful with the facilities that we have now. And I think that, you know, almost a college campus upgrade seems a little bit above par for the course. So those are my concerns. I'd love to see everybody involved. It makes it show that we're concerned about our community, and it is a nice thing to see going forward. But I think, you know, the biggest takeaway is definitely fiscal responsibility, and the township needs to put that at the forefront. Thank you.
Rather unfortunate that in 79, or actually starting out around 64, significant changes made to that philanthropy. And in 79, the township was gifted, or perhaps saddled with, a community center that cost them a dollar to start with, but many more dollars in operating costs subsequently. It was interesting to hear Lee Werner, and that she had meetings, or Hershey Chocolate has had meetings with this board. Those meetings should be public. And if Hershey Chocolate is still interested, back in the 60s, the Hershey School community had occasion to use the indoor pool that's near the theater, near Granada. Now, we talk about no facility facilities being available. Well, that facility is now, as I understand it, restricted to the use of Hershey executives. If there's a need for an indoor pool in the interim, I would suggest that Hershey Chocolate reopen that to the citizenry. And we, as philanthropic, as Milton Hershey once and this state once was. And there are other options. Nobody has discussed, and I think Brian said it just with regard to the aquatics club being sold to the community center for $1. Perhaps Hershey Chocolate should be willing to take back from Derry Township the facility for $1 and operate it with the philanthropy that Milton Hershey once suggested. It's interesting that there's a small contingent, whether it's 1,800 or 3,000 people, somewhere between 7 and 12% of the Derry Township populace that would like to use other people's money to fund their ventures. And somebody has just asked what the cost was. I have prepared 17 charts, including lists of other available indoor and outdoor swimming facilities in the immediate area, the same area that this board and its consultants would like to use as the basis for enticing other area residents to use the center. There are others available. You have that list, which I provided back on the 28th of May, and I would encourage, as I indicated before, fiduciary due diligence by this board, and they should look at the benefit and cost to the taxpayers. The taxpayers with this $32 million facility would be paying an additional 64%. This difference in as much as 10 or 15% between that 26 to 31 million, just knock off that instead of 64%, it's still going to be over a 50% increase in taxes. The math is very simple. I regret that I think this board has not done its due diligence and should look at the cost and not mislead the public to think that filling the beds with heads and the restaurants with paying patrons will provide sufficient taxes to offset anything.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask you just to wrap up?
So with that, I would like to point out there are other pools available. Please take the time to do the math. Look at the cost. The police are going to be tasked with additional responsibilities and costs to provide a competitive venue. We are doubling the debt regardless, and it's going to cost the taxpayers. I'm not against pool recreation facilities. I am very concerned about the cost to the taxpayers. And people that are speaking up behind closed doors to the general public are looking to use other people's money, the taxpayers.
Thank you.
With that, thank you.
Thank you.
And I thank you for the board.